This episode of Dollars and Cents is brought to you by AT&T Puerto Rico, Banco Popular de Puerto Rico, Liberty Puerto Rico, and Walmart Puerto Rico.
Hey everyone, this is Michelle Cantro-Vasquez, and I am the founder and editor of News Is My Business, an online news site based in San Juan about Puerto Rico's business community. In this episode of Dollars and Cents, we'll be discussing a competition that's taking place to occupy the retail spaces at the Urban Train Station in Puerto Rico. With us today is Luis Burdiel. He is the president of the Economic Development Bank, and he's going to be talking to us about the details of that competition. So, Mr. Burdiel, thank you for being with us today. Can you give us some details about that, what you've been opening to the public?
Yes. First of all, Michelle, thank you for the invitation, and hello to everyone who's listening to us. Michelle, we launched a week ago a business competition to fill some spaces, some locales at the Tren Urbano. This is a competition, so you have to bring your business plan and you will compete with others. It is targeted to fill 11 spaces at the train station stops. In these spaces include Bayamón, Las Lomas, San Francisco, Centro Médico, Medical Center, Río Piedras, Roosevelt, Hato Rey, and Sagrado Corazón. Okay, this is a joint effort between government and private companies. Within the government, we have DTOP, we have a highway authority, and of course the EDB. And from the private sector, we have AT&T, we have the CPA, Colegio de CPAs, Chamber of Commerce, Centro Unido de Detallistas, and we also have seven co-ops, seven credit unions, including Credit Centro, Caparra, La Puertorriqueña, Ceno Gandía, Nahuabeña, Las Piedras, y Vega Coop. Okay, what is this business competition? Okay, you have to enter your and download your business plan into the EDB site.
Okay, what are the deadlines? Let's start with that.
Yes, okay, there's one deadline, and the first deadline is that we are going to be physically located with some of our employees in these train stations, and the deadline is November 29th. Why? Because the applicants should go and visit these different train stations and decide which one is more suitable for their proposal, business proposal. Once you enter the business plan, you download the business plan and different documents. There's a committee of seven people, including from the private sector and the public sector, and we will pick four finalists. Then those finalists will be required more information, and they will have to present to this committee their proposal and their financial projections. Out of the four, we will pick one winner. Okay, what are the benefits of this?
Wait a minute, you're going to pick one winner, but there are 11 spaces. So what does that mean?
It is per space.
Oh,
four finalists.
Four per space per, and one winner.
Oh, per location.
Okay.
So it's going to be 44 finalists and 11 winners. Of course, because we are business oriented, if there's a 12th or a 13th, we will give them options, because a good business idea is
terrible
to waste.
Sure.
Exactly. You took the words right off my mouth. So we are business oriented, and we will if they have credit and if they are good ideas, we will deliver.
You'll find them a space.
Yes, yes. Okay. And actually, the benefits is that they will not pay rent for the first 2 years.
At the Urban Train Station.
At the Urban Train Station, which actually, that's a really good financial benefit, because the first 2 years are the growing stages of any business.
And how much does this represent financially? What is the savings?
Savings, actually, they can save up to $1,000 a month.
And then what are the sizes of the spaces that are available? You know, just from like the smallest to the largest.
We have from 341 square feet to up to 3,000.
Okay.
So based on your business plan, what business you want to do, you have to visit the stations and decide which one is more feasible for your business proposal.
Are you looking for specific types of businesses? Because at one point when this was happening a couple of years ago that the government was trying to fill the spaces, it was very specific what was being sought.
Yeah, actually, if you are dealing with innovation, with technology, if the impact on the job creation is high, creativity, your experience, the proposal, the person applying for this, yes, we are looking for to make some paradigm shift, changes. If it is innovation, a new thing, it will get more points.
Okay, and let me ask you something. The retail itself, are you looking because at one point they were looking for newsstands and
No, we are open. Our mind is open.
Okay.
To read the proposals, and the committee will decide which one.
Okay, and so once you receive the proposals, how long will you take to decide and award?
Yes, it's going to take between 2 and 3 weeks.
2 and 3 weeks. So you expect
by the beginning of next year, we will have most probably the winners.
Okay, and are you going to give these winners a time frame as to when they need to move in and get business going?
Yes, they should include that into the proposal. The faster they can move in, the better. But at the end, a business proposal is composed of many, many legs, many things. And I cannot tell you exactly which ones we will pick because we haven't read them.
Right,
we don't have them. So the good thing besides a rental, free rental for 2 years, is that they will have a financing up to $100,000 by
the EDB.
EDB. Yes,
okay.
It's going to be a loan, but it's going to be a flexible loan. Third, they will have a free year in the Centro Unido de Tallistas and Cámara de Comercio.
For those of you who are United Retailers Association and the Puerto Rico Chamber of Commerce.
Chambers of Commerce. So 1 year free membership, and they will have some financial advice and trainings by the Colegio de CPAs, also for free.
Uh-huh.
And they will have the opportunity to have the internet and the mobile communication by AT&T.
And then there's something about having a bank account with $500.
Yes, that's the fifth benefit.
Uh-huh.
The winners will open a bank account and one of these credit unions, and the credit union will deposit $500.
So they'll have $1,000.
No, 500.
Oh, they'll have 500. Oh, I thought they had to have a $500 account.
No.
Okay.
It's free.
They'll get
$500. They will get $500.
Okay.
For free. So they can start.
Now, just for some background for our listeners, the Puerto Rico Urban Train is a 10.7-mile rapid transit system that serves the municipalities of San Juan, Guaynabo, and Bayamón. And it was inaugurated in December 2004 after about 8 years of construction. And the investment is $2.28 billion in the train system. So the retail activity is expected to perhaps increase ridership. What are your expectations after?
It is a feeder. Both are feeders. The people using the train will feed these businesses, and these businesses will help feed the urban train. So it works both ways. If you go to metropolis, big cities all around the world, in many stations they have different businesses, and it feeds itself both ways.
Sure.
And that's what we want with the urban train.
So you're thinking that perhaps mid-2019 you should have these businesses up and running?
Yes, at least a couple of them.
Yes. Are you targeting certain stations above others in terms of priority, or are you giving priority to all of the stations?
No, these 10 stations have the same priority.
Okay. Okay, because there are some of them that are closer to the university, the other one is closer to
So this is what the business plan should reflect, should focus. If I'm at Sagrado Corazón, you know that the market there are the students. If you go to Atorre, you know it is the financial sector. If you go to Bayamón, there's a different market. So who are listening to me, you should take that into account.
Now let's talk a little bit about other activities that the EDB is conducting, perhaps through the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah.
Do you have other programs that perhaps our listeners would benefit from knowing?
Yes, actually, we, after Maria, only 2 weeks after Maria, we launched the program to help businesses start again, to open the doors. And last August, we made a mirror program for those who are not ready for a disaster to get ready. And that's open. It's up to $50,000. In the first program, we created direct and indirectly 3,000 jobs. Most of them were recovered jobs, okay, that they were unemployed. And because of these small loans, their businesses could open operations again. Or those who were 50% operational could get to 100%.
Now, let me ask you, do you have an idea of how many businesses are still out that haven't been able to reopen?
We don't have the exact number at the EDB. We don't run that statistics. Okay. But we have seen a really fast recovery.
Okay.
A year after, it is a miracle that you go, maybe you see some small places that still are suffering, but given the damage we got, given the disaster, a historical disaster we suffer, I believe that we have to be really proud on how Puerto Rico stood up again.
What is the EDB's current loan portfolio?
Okay, we have sold some segments of the portfolio so we could lend again. This was done 2 months ago under a very transparent way through internet. All bidders needed to get into internet. We made a background check. We also did the know your customer, the source of funds. Many of them went through flying colors, and we sold some segments of the portfolio. We got cash. We've been getting more cash, so we're ready to not only lend, but we're going to create next year a guarantee program. We're going to fill some niches that SBA does not fill.
Okay,
so we're going to become a local SBA.
Okay.
And together with Puerto Rico Housing, Autoridad para Financiamiento de la Vivienda, we're going to step up the mortgage insurance program to fill those gaps that FHA cannot fill in Puerto Rico.
Okay. So starting when is that? That's next year, next fiscal year.
Next year.
Okay. Okay. So again, what's the loan portfolio that the agency holds?
Actually, the loan portfolio right now is very low.
Okay.
Because we cash in. I believe it is $65 million.
Okay. That's very low.
Yes, that's very low.
Are you looking to increase that?
Yes,
but
of course.
From different sources.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. We cannot go back to the traditional just lending activity. No, we have to create different products, different services. Next year, we are in the making of electronic lending.
Electronic
lending through POS, point of sales. It is called Merchant Cash Advance.
Okay.
We just began that 2 months ago. Most probably will be ready by summer. So that's a product that the market doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And the private banks are not willing to get into.
Right.
So we're going to fill those niches where banks don't want to get in, where FHA can't get in, mm-hmm, and where SBA can't get in.
So are these lessons learned after Maria?
Yes, I believe, but we began this before Maria.
Okay.
It was not after Maria. We began this day one, January 3rd, 2017. What we saw at the financial statements, it was really sad. Really sad.
Why?
Because you had long-term assets, no liquid, short terms, liabilities, liquid. And that's the worst case scenario.
Right.
Especially at a bank. And we just turned that around by making liquid most of the assets that were long-term.
Mm-hmm.
And we negotiated all liabilities to make them long-term at a small rate.
Okay, okay.
So we turned around, and that was 80% of my time had to be invested into doing that. So I have not been the traditional EDB president, you know, looking at every loan. I have my team.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a financial reengineering that had to be done.
Right. And so the liquidity issue now is resolved.
It's much better, yes.
Okay.
Much better. And we have negotiated most of, if not all, of our debts. We may have haircuts, which it is really good, and the remaining will be placed in a long-term note.
And you've been doing that on your own. You haven't been doing that as part of the government's
We got the complete help of GDB, of AFAF, of different agencies. We work as a team. And as you read last week, the COFINA deal was approved. And also Judge Swine approved the Title VI GDB restructuring. And we're part of that also.
Okay.
So maybe those news people do not understand them really well, but those are historical milestones.
Sure. And it positions the EDB better to serve its customer base, which is the small and mid-sized business, right?
Without the 800-pound gorilla in our back. Puerto Rico has saved more than $24 billion just in those two decisions.
What about the EDB? How much is it saving from what it's done, you know, to reorganize its finances?
Actually, by this financial restructuring, if we count midterm, it's around savings of $60 million.
$60 million,
okay. 60.
Which is good. That's money that you can probably put back into the economy.
Exactly.
In other ways.
Exactly. So it is financial reengineering that we have done together with GDB and AFAF.
So let's say with all of these initiatives that you've been taking on, does that mean that 2019 is the year of rebirth for the EDB?
Yes.
Why?
We're back into business. Okay. EDB, Banco de Desarrollo Económico para Puerto Rico, is back into business for good.
So small and mid-sized businesses should feel confident in approaching the bank, knocking on doors.
Knock our doors. Go through the internet. We have the entire application can be done through internet. We upgraded our systems. So just apply at bde.pr.gov.
Now let me ask you, the bureaucracy has it also been cut back? Is it easy to get a loan from the EDB?
Yes, it is easier, although I have to accept that there are so many regulations that apply to us that it makes it sometimes a little difficult. But anyway, we treat customers really well, and we are faster now than ever.
Thank you, Mr. Burdett, for being with us here today. We appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you. Thanks to you, Michelle, and I'm very happy to be here. This is my first time, and I hope that it's not the last.
Of course. We'll talk again. We'll talk again for sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
To our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, if you have a topic you would like to hear us discuss in this space, please send us an email to news@newsismybusiness.com with your suggestions. Until next time.